So Rashi's comment at the beginning of the fourth Aliyah, the pasuk says, "Vasita takrashim lamishkan atzeishitim umdim." You'll make the krashim, the planks. These are the wall planks for the mishkan. You'll make them out of upright atzeishitim, acacia wood. The Rashi makes two comments. Number one, he makes a comment that we've already seen. Where do they get the atzeishitim? Where do they get the wood? We've discussed this already about Yaakov bringing it down to the mishkan. But his second comment that Rashi makes is on the words atzeishitim umdim, the fact that they're standing. So Rashi says, Shehei orach hakrashim zakuf lemala bekirot hamishkan, that they are going upwards, not sideways. V'lo tasek talim bakrashim shochvim liyod rocha bakrashim legovak talim keresh al keresh. You don't put them down on the floor laying flat. The Rashi has to say this because that's normally how you would build something, right? If you've ever seen a log cabin, they don't make logs standing up. That would not be a very good way to, that's not a good way to build. You need something that holds it. It worked in the Mishkan because they had the Adanim on the bottom. You would stick the log or the keresh inside the Adan. But normally a person who wants to make a quick structure like this, if you have Jenga pieces, you put them sideways. And then you stack them one on top of the other. So why do they do it this way? So the Rechaim gives one answer. He says, they're supposed to be atzeishitim omdim, like a person. A person goes standing up, a person's laying down. And that person is being lazy, that person is being passive. When a person is standing, it means they're active, it means they're reaching for something, they're trying to achieve, they're trying to progress. That's what the quality is of standing upright, when your feet are on the ground and your head is approaching the sky. Yom Tov, Chodesh Tov.